Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Tom Brady wasn't happy with just 6 points last week against the Bengals and this week against the Saints, one of the teams to beat in the NFL at 5-0. The Patriots have an even bigger challenge ahead of them to produce consistent offensive strides. It doesn't happen overnight, but communication among Brady and his wide receivers does happen every single day. And you better believe there's an emphasis on that red zone efficiency on the practice fields as well. Tom Brady ranks in the bottom half among quarterbacks with a 56% completion rating with the leading passers in the NFL, which isn't bad, but it's not where we're used to seeing Brady's name. Against the Bengals and a relentless defense, Brady was 18 for 38 in completions and sacked 4 times. And finding the end zone was a struggle for the offense as a whole. The Patriots cannot allow that kind of inconsistency in front of the Saints if they want to earn the win on Sunday.
It's an ongoing process. We don't live in a perfect world, and you know, mistakes will be made, and it's our job to not make the same mistakes twice.
There's no magic word or secret formula that holds the key to consistency. In fact, it's fundamental things that seem small but have a massive impact when implemented correctly.
You know, just good practicing, you know, quality reps, and, you know, getting the job done during the week and, you know, transferring that into Sunday.
As disappointing as the loss to the Bengals was, the Patriots aren't letting those 6 points haunt them this week.
We try not to think of it as pressure. You know, we just try to go out there and do our job. You know, if you think about it as pressure, I feel like it's just too much mental things happen there. You know, I just feel like we just got to go out there and do our job, have fun.
And after last week's performance, their stats inside the 20 didn't get any better. Ranking second to last in the league in red zone efficiency, the team has certainly had more emphasis in red area situations in the past few weeks.
When you get down in the red zone, you know, you want to score touchdowns, and everybody don't want to score 3 points. And you know, sometimes when you score 3 points, it can hurt you. And unfortunately, that will cost us in the Cincinnati game.
I think we'll try to put together any drive at this point to score points. Long, short, it doesn't matter. We got to score touchdowns. So this defense really forces you into some long drives. I don't think they've given up many big plays this year, and they've played from the lead a bunch, which is why they probably have a lot of sacks, interceptions. They've been ahead a lot of these games. We're going to do whatever. We got to try to score, you know, quickly or, you know, methodically, whatever it takes, because, you know, they have a good offense. They have a good team. They play well on special teams, and, you know, we're going to need to play a very well-rounded game.
Brady said it best himself. If they walk away with just 6 points this week, they probably won't also walk away with the win. The Saints like to score fast and will put pressure on the Patriots offense to keep up. That will do it for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.